Okay, this time I think it's working. Let me see if I can actually paint something with this airbrush. Look, it's you. Okay, I said I wanted you to come over to see me try out my new airbrush. I didn't say I knew what I was doing with it. Some people can make crazy art with them. I'm just not one of them. Yet. Plus, I think this awful painting might just be a little more handsome than you are in real life. Just a little bit. Okay, you try and do better. There's still room on the paper. You draw me. Yeah, like, next to you. What, are you afraid someone will see this horrible painting and think that a professional artist made it for us on a date or something? No way. It's not like I'm letting someone see something this horribly done anyway. Wait. What? You never worry that people will think we're dating? Because I swear, half the people we know probably think we're going out. Okay, you are above caring about rumors. Sure you are. Very mature. Okay, now I'll make my boobs bigger than they are in real life. Bigger, like in one of those stupid animes you like. Body. Hey, it's not totally bad for your first try, even with the giant beach ball boobs you gave me. I hope this isn't weird, but I wanted to thank you. No, not for drawing me with huge boobs, idiot. I wanted to thank you for sticking around. You were the only person who still tried reaching out to me when I was in the mental hospital. I know I shut down and I pushed everyone away. I was in such a dark place, and when I started to feel better, more like myself again, nobody knew what to say to me or how to treat me. You still treated me like I was a person, not some fragile thing. I really appreciate that. I mean it. I'm going through a lot of changes in my life right now. Getting away from some really horrible friends I used to have. Trying to get better. But you're the one thing that's always stayed right here, and it means a lot to me. I don't know why I decided to say this now. I was just thinking the other day when you said you thought I wasn't depressed anymore. I am. It's just that you don't see what I'm like when you're not around. When you're here, it's like that all goes away, even just for a little while. Hey, I'm not being cheesy. You're the one who cried when Bing Bong disappeared in Inside Out. Clearly, you're the cheesy one. And you cried that night when your high school girlfriend broke up with you out of nowhere. We stayed up all night. You showed me that horrible, heartbroken poetry you wrote about her. And we just burned it all in your dad's fire pit. Piece by piece. She never really deserved you, you know? Or any of the other girls who dated after her. I mean it. I just always wanted to see you find that perfect girl, even if you haven't yet. And hey, I'm there for you when it doesn't work out and you feel sad. The way you're always there for me. What do you mean, what's wrong? Do I not look okay? I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. What I mean is, fuck. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being sad again. You're the only guy I can trust. Because every single one who's ever gotten close to me has only done it because they thought I was hot. And you're the only guy who's ever cared about me for real. Who isn't after me just to hook up with me. Maybe you're the only person in the world who actually cares about me. No, you're right. I'm being too hard on myself. I'm sure lots of people care about me for who I am. It's just that. God, what am I saying? It hurts me a little when your exes come up. Because I've always wanted to see you in a perfect relationship with a perfect girl. And every time you end up single again, I can't help but try and picture myself being that perfect girl. But I can't. No matter how hard I try, I can't see myself with you. I'm so stupid for even thinking about it. But it keeps coming back, and it hurts time after time. I see you with those girls, and always think that they don't deserve you, and wish it was me instead. But then I remember how fucked up I am, and that I don't deserve you either. Stop saying things just to make me feel better. I am fucking stupid. Remember the time that your ex got jealous because you were hanging out with me so much? And she told you that you had to stop talking to me, so you broke up with her? Well, guess what? I don't know why, but I really, really thought that meant you were going to ask me out after that. But you didn't. And when I finally accepted you wouldn't, I cried. And I cried and never told anyone because I didn't want you to end up finding out how I felt. And you didn't do anything wrong. I did. Because I was the one that was so fucking stupid that I decided I was going to fall in love with the one guy who didn't want me. Yes, I know what I said. I'm in love with you. God, I'm so fucking in love with you that all I can think about when I'm alone with you is kissing you. But I'm afraid of what will happen if I do. Because I know exactly what will happen. I know that if we kiss just once, I'll be set down a path where you're my whole fucking world. And I don't know if you'll still be there at the end of that path. I'll be alone again. Like I always have. Because every single person I've been with just ends up having sex with me a few times and then leaves when they decide they've had enough. Or can't handle me. Except this time, you wouldn't be there for me in the end. So I don't know what to do. Please say something. I understand if you never want to talk to me again. Why aren't you leaving? Where
are you holding me?
I just want you to kiss me, but I... do this on the floor. Just fuck it. My bed's right there. Let's go. When I say do this, what I mean is, to wait. I've already waited for years. I don't want to wait anymore. I want you. I want you right now. I want to feel you. I've wanted this for so fucking long. Take my clothes off. All of them. Just take me right now. Yours too, dummy. Are you insecure? I think you're sexy. And I've seen you half naked before. You don't have anything to worry about. Perfect. Now kiss me. Kiss my neck. Kiss my body. No, no, Buster. Don't you just shoot past my nipples while you do that. Of course I want you to play with them. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes. Like that. Take your time. Feel like you had to. Oh my god. Holy shit. You have no idea how many times I've thought of you doing this. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh, you're doing good. God, you don't even have to ask. Oh my god. Oh yeah, you can do that as long as you want. Oh god. Make me keep going. Yeah. Put your fingers in too. Oh fuck. Oh, just give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, faster. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Just like that. Oh God. I'm so close. Please don't stop. You fantasized about me doing to you? You don't have to be shy because I have thought a lot about sucking your cock. You'd sound like moaning while I took you in my mouth. Thinking about what I can do to you. But now I can show you what I can do to you. No. Okay. See, I've never sucked your cock like this before. Because you look in awe. And I'm just getting started. You look like you're having fun. Do you want to come in my mouth? Or do you wanna fuck me? I thought so. Get on top of me. I want you to fuck me so bad. Why, yes, I do have a condom. Are you telling me you didn't bring one? What? Are you not planning on getting laid tonight? Don't worry, I'm on birth control and I kind of want you to come in me. Okay, I'm ready. Look me in the eyes when you put it in. My head in place while you fuck me. Just keep looking me in the eyes. like in places my legs. I want you to come inside me. Oh God, I love hearing you tell me I'm beautiful. Oh, I love the way you look at me. I've waited all my life for you to look at me like this. Faster. Oh! Oh! Harder. Harder. Give it to me as hard as you can. I want it. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Take me. Fuck me. Like, always dreamed that you fucking me. Oh. Give me everything you have. Stare at me, kiss me, dummy. Before we kissed, I said I was in love with you, and yes, I meant it. I've known it for a long time. But I understand if you don't want to say it back yet. Actually, I'm making a lot of assumptions when I say yet. I mean, I don't have any reason to even think this will be a real thing just because we had sex once. Oh, and please tell me if I'm being stupid thinking it would be, but I'm not even making sense, am I? I mean, I don't want you to say something that you don't mean, but I still keep thinking that I want you to end up with that perfect girl. That perfect girl that'll never be. Shut up, don't say I'm perfect. We both know that's not true. But even though I'm not perfect, I think I finally believe that I deserve to be happy. I don't want to hate myself anymore. Okay, I'll take that. I'm your imperfect girl. I love you too.